Hey, everybody, it's me, Jason Guest. Tonight, I'm brewing solutions with the Car Guy Coffee Podcast.
Let's brew!
Come on! That's right.
I'm spilling the beans. I don't want to spill
I'm gonna get a little bit kind of outside of this whole, you know, talking about influencers and talking about the business. I want to ask something more personal from you, man. And this is just an easy question for you to answer. You know, you've said you've traveled the whole world. You know, whether it's with Patron, whether it's with your uncle, whether it's with from winning trips from when you were salesman of the month, all the stuff. What has been your favorite place that you've ever been to that just made you go, man, if there was, you know, this is the place that I have to vacation in, or my favorite place I've ever been, or what is that place?
Probably the most inspirational place I've ever been, one of them, it was Israel.
That was
pretty wild trip. Now, it was a 12-day trip in Israel, but we had 50 people, and we had a bus that my uncle paid for 50 people to go. I think almost 50 people, I believe, because there was a bus full of people, and we stayed at 11 hotels, and we were able to travel all over Israel. But it was the neat part was going in the desert and climbing these mountains and seeing ancient stuff like how these people lived in the past, and that was all neat, and you know, learned about cultures, different cultures, and why people, when I was there, at 12 years old, 13 years old, I remember seeing people walking around the streets with machine guns. That's the culture. That's the way they live. In Israel, they have in the streets, so normal everyday streets, that you go into like a store to buy food, and you might be standing next to a guy with an Uzi, and that's the way they live out there. And so people don't realize in the United States, you don't see military anywhere. The military is actually hidden. As a matter of fact, you don't see military anywhere. The military is they want you out of your uniform immediately when you go home. Yep. They want you, you know, in other countries, you're in your uniform and you're in it till you go to bed. And in other countries, you know, they walk around with guns. And so what was inspirational about that was how small that area is and how many places around there tried to wipe them out, that little dinky piece of land, and they can't touch them. They're so big. There's such big masses of land and people, and Israel's so small. It's like taking 10 bullies and putting them in there, and a little kid, a little munchkin, beating the shit out of all of them.
That's a great way to explain Israel. Yeah, it's true.
But I mean, it was so incredible. You know, again, I've been to Mexico. I've been to the all-inclusives. I've been to all those places. But then there's some places where you go to and you learn about.
I love that.
And in real life settings. And boy, you know, before this coronavirus, you know, we all had a need. We lived a life that was sure. We were too sure. Comfortable. We were too comfortable. And that was, you know, that was a big mistake on our end. And that was our biggest mistake ever, is that we're too comfortable.
Yeah.
We were living that way for too long. And it's time to get uncomfortable, folks, and time to start, you know, time to really get, you know, this is the wake-up call.
Yes,
enough of the fighting, enough of this, enough of that, enough of the baloney, you know, someday we're going to be taking our mask off and going outside again. You know, just doing the simple things are going to mean so much. We had it made. We had it made. I don't know when, how soon, but I'm waiting for that day to come meet you guys. I could have just with you said, hey, Lou, Brett, I'm going to jump on a plane. Let's meet up at the Marriott. Let's get together.
Yes.
I know, man.
That's how we want to do these.
And, you know, we've, Our whole idea when we started the show was to go around, like, we planned on going to the digital dealer stuff, the, you know, to the Game Changer, to all these different things, because we wanted to sit down and meet you guys in person and do these interviews, because they're so much better in person.
That's what we'd be expected to do.
But, you know, like you said, life threw me a curveball, right? So life threw me a curveball and said, hey, what are you going to do with this curveball? I'm going to adjust and I'm going to swing this way and I'm going to knock it out the park. So that's what I did. I decided, you know what? I'm going to use the technology today, do these interviews via Skype, via – we started with Zoom. We tried so many different things. Now we're using StreamYard.
What did we use first? I think we used –
it was Skype.
Skype was
and it was horrible. It was the worst one ever. So we're learning as we go, but we keep getting these curveballs thrown, but we're learning how to hit them now. So that is what it's about. You know, going to a country like Israel, man, I've never had a chance. And I'm a military brat. I got to live all over the world my whole life, so – I've been very fortunate, but a country like that, I haven't had a chance to visit. So
that's on the must-do.
That is on my bucket list for sure. That's really cool that you got a chance to go there. And
other fun places. I can say that fun places are great to go. I can tell you, I've been to Vegas and the other, whatever. Well, me and Al Patron travel the world. I mean, being together, like we go to Vegas and Florida here and there, and it's nice to be in fancy cars and limos and this and that and whatever. But there's time, like you said, to learn.
Yeah.
And that's the some people go on trips to learn. And my trips now are going to be more for learning. I've already done the party stuff.
Yeah.
So my trips now would be more like to go learn. What can I benefit out of it? What can I take away?
Think about the history. Israel, the country alone, that area, that little spot you're talking about, how much stuff has been written in history books about that one little area. I mean, that is so cool wow, that's pretty cool. That's a great answer. I'm glad that you had that.
You're just piling this up for me. And you're making me love you even more.
Yeah.
That is an incredible answer. That's a place that I absolutely
I'm going to pass this mic to Lou now. He's going to hit you with the fifth question.
Here we go.
The desert floor opened up like this in the ground, and there was a jet that came up, a fighter jet, came up out of the ground while I was up on the hill. Not a hill. I was on the Masada. I was on a mountain. It's called the Masada. You climb the sisters. Fancy. It was this really cool thing, and you could take one of those things ski that lift? What is it again?
Like a ski lift?
Yeah, it's not a ski lift because it's so hot there, but I'm just –
Right.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Either a gondola or something, but what I'm saying is, if you didn't want to climb it, you can go up in a cart or whatever that thing. But anyway, my point to you is, while we were up there, you look down in the desert, you can see the desert floor open up, and you see a jet come up, and you see it comes up straight up and it takes off and goes, and they have a very strong air force.
Yes, they do.
They do.
Yes. Very powerful.
Their air force is what is so powerful. And that's what drives them. They got powerful air force. And if you read about their air force, incredible. So that's definitely, my place. That was a learning curve. And that's what I do, I enjoy learning. And that's why these events, like you talk about, going there, you're supposed to go and learn. But pay attention to some of them. Some of them, a lot of people are just going to party. Listen. Listen to me. I've been to them all. I can tell you, pay attention. What goes on is everyone's walking around and they're all just talking to each other in the middle of the aisle, and the vendors are sitting there and they're doing nothing while they're sitting there. So all these people are just talking. But if you walk up to them and listen to what they're talking about, they're not talking about anything to do with the car business. So that's until 5:00. Then at 5:00, the drinking starts. Right? Right? Then dinner. And then after dinner, why not? Let's party until 2:00 a.m, right? Right? Well, you know what? Don't worry about the first, second, third session of the morning of the next day. Let's skip that, and let's go right into let's get there at noon, and we'll hang out there till 5:00. That's where So it's amazing. It's amazing how many people go really to learn, and how many people just got a free ticket to get in. And how many people are in it to win it?
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell the difference.
And you got so much time. And before you go there, you're planning it out, so you know what you're doing. And when you leave, you should have been able to, meet enough people where you're ready to make some deals. And this, don't go home empty-handed. Mm-hmm. Go home empty-handed. These trade shows are like dealerships. Dealerships are the same thing. People on top, people in the middle, and people on the bottom every month. Why the bottom every month? Why the same five people on the bottom every month?
Because then that circle jerk talk about what they're getting ready to go do tonight.
I'm doing the same thing over every month. Yeah, whatever. It's all good. Anyway, this is the answer. Hey,
that's right. So
it's a great answer.
All right. Yeah. We're going to pack this in for number five, okay?
All right, number five.
And I'm going to layer this just a little bit. And we've touched on it. We've kind of percolated a little bit around it. We've heated it up a bit. And some of these answers that are coming out of you, again, are just making this all be why we've done this be so clear to us. Because just like you're saying, learning is the only reason why we're doing this. This is free education. I don't know if, I mean, if we can show you our numbers, and our numbers pale in comparison to what it is that you just showed us, but 100% of our stuff is organic at this point. We've done zero that we've actually spent money on as far as sending out a reach. So we've connected with all of you other masterminds throughout this industry by way of natural, organic, social media, multi-marketing, okay? And that's good because we have so much, I mean, this room for improvement is enormous, right? But we're trying to build something that's not going to be here or not going to be here in 6 months, not going to be here in a year. And you're doing the same thing. And you said it. And this is the question that I have for you, okay? Because it's the same thing as Israel. Israel has a promise on them that makes that little tiny piece of land be one so coveted. Everybody wants some of it. Everybody's trying to take them out. Okay. But they have a promise on them. They have a promise on them. Now, Maya Angelou says, if you're going to live, leave a legacy, make a mark on the world that can't be erased. So Jason, why is it that you inside of your way of life are so focused on leaving a legacy? Why have you built relationships the way that you have, strategically the way that you have? Why is it that legacy is so important to Jason and so important for anybody that is learning from you, even right now, hearing your voice, watching this with us? Why is legacy so important to you?
Okay.
Was that layered enough?
Okay, so, all right, so like anything else, you see people like Martin Luther King, and you see people like really, really inspirational people. I'll tell you, my brother-in-law went over to Desert Storm and came back and died not even a month, 2 months later from Desert Storm. Nobody knows who he is. Nobody will ever know who he is. His kids are my IT people. I was able to help them growing up, do some great things for them. Thank God that I, you know, was able to do it. But my thing to them was, I was able to help them growing up. And they actually, one of them designed, another software that I own, which is, called, Next3View, which is another app. Okay. I own two apps. I don't talk about the other one. I talk about one. And so that my nephew actually designed, I put it together and he designed it with a computer and he's an expert on computers and his father was too. So why is legacy important? So what is the legacy to somebody anyway? What does it really mean? What does it mean in your own mind? In your own mind. You see, not everybody's going to leave out of this world ever being remembered by anybody. I'll give you an example. My mother worked her whole life really hard for me and five children that she had. And she had a house and a beautiful home. She made a lot of money. She did it all on her own. She lived in this house and she did it all by herself without any help of a father. I didn't have a father growing up. So my uncle was my father, but he wasn't there every day. My mother did it. My mom's legacy. What is it? That lady worked, came home. She left at 5, 6 in the morning, came home at 7 o'clock at night. We all got whatever we wanted. You know, on Christmas morning, we had presents under the tree that went all the way out past the living room floor. We got everything we ever wanted, right? And we got so much, right? My mom was buried in December 5th. Nobody knows my mother. Nobody will ever know anything about her. She had the legacy.
That's right.
She had the legacy to me.
Yes, you were that.
Look, a legacy is a mindset. It's a mindset. Am I really going to be remembered? Bullshit. If you really think I'm going to be remembered, bullshit. Unless I do something really extravagant, right? Listen, Jeffrey Dahmer, right? Chopped up body parts. He's more remembered than most people in the world, right?
That's
right. People know who he is. Monica Lewinsky.
Monica.
Right? She's remembered by a lot of people, right? She's going to have a legacy. So many people out there have legacies, and they're being remembered because they're going to be remembered one way. You know, and I want to be remembered as somebody that cared about people for real. And I want to be remembered as somebody when I go out, and what I really want, you know what I really want? I'm afraid to die. And when I do die, I want all the support from everybody that I ever met. I want everybody to be there for me at the end when it's time for me to close my eyes. I want as many people as I can to say, it's going to be okay. That's my legacy. Mm. My legacy is the people at the end telling me I'm going to be okay when I'm dying. Mm-hmm. And help me get out of this world and go to my new world that I'm going. Not to be remembered. I'm going to hopefully be remembered, but the more people that say, that encourage me, that day when it comes, when I go on Facebook and I say I'm dying, and there's 2,000 people on there saying, we love you, we love you, we love you. Don't you understand why people make posts? Don't you understand why people need support? Don't you understand that people are unemployed right now? That these are things why a legacy. A legacy is a mindset. It's nothing but a mindset. We are all going to die. And the day we die, we're going to need support. We're going to need it. And we say, ah, man, we don't need it. We're going out. I'm not going to need that. Oh, shit. When you're going out, and if you got 6 months, 8 months, my mother had 8 months. She had 3 months, and she made it 8. But I want to tell you something. In those 8 months, it was the worst 8 months of my life ever. I'm telling you, I laid next to my mother in her bed, and I laid next to her and talked to her. I told her how much of the time I loved her. I told her I'm sorry for everything I've ever done. I told her everything I just, for 8 minutes, right? And all I kept doing for her was pulling up all her favorite people that she ever knew. Her legacy. Mm-hmm. I wanted all her people to come in and just say, you know, it's okay, Selma. You're good. It's okay. We love you. We love you. We love you. Because when she spoke to those people, it lifted her up just a little bit. And 2 days before she died, she had a cartoonist. And one of these cartoonists is actually a very famous cartoonist, one of my family members. I can't talk about it. But anyway, this cartoonist is famous, world famous. And this cartoonist, I said, I got him on FaceTime. And he was able to say goodbye to my mother. And that's her cousin. And they were able to say goodbye to each other. And she was crying, and they knew it. And it was my mom's favorite person because they did so much together as kids. In the end, the people that are going to be there in the end, you're going to find, we're here for now. And what you do now, it really matters now because you're here now. What this world is, I can't explain it. We don't know yet. We all don't know the real answer. But while we're here, we might as well make it the best we can and then have as many friends. And I tell you, when I am 3 months out, and I did say, hey, Fred, we've become good friends. I bet you'd call me every couple weeks and say, Jay, how you doing, man? You all right, man? Hey, listen, just want to let you know I'm thinking about you, man. You know, and then just that little bit. I get off the phone, watch the person that's sick. Watch their face. The pain is going away. Pain right here. So the idea of a legacy is not a legacy of being, I want to be remembered for the millions. No.
Right. Absolutely not. No. That's shallow. That's some shallow stuff if that was the case. I mean, and I know that's not the case.
That can happen. You know, yeah. Could you be remembered by millions? Maybe. But like you said, that fades away. When those people pass, it fades away. But what does last is the influence that you give to people, the new character that you can help somebody build. You talk about you said it was your stepbrothers?
Yeah, how many were there?
Nephews? You said you had a couple of nephews, right? And those nephews that you helped with your business.
My father-in-law.
Yeah.
That passed away in the Persian Gulf War.
Yeah. So doing something like that, you made those people feel important. That they're going to do something like that for somebody else. That's a legacy. Me teaching somebody, like a salesperson, how to become a better husband to their wife. You know, when I talk to, hey, man, you got to do this with your wife. And he goes home and he's a better husband. That's a legacy. That, you know, like you said, it is a mindset. It's 100% right. It's exactly the way to think about it. It's a mindset. It's not about getting like all the accolades of being like, man, you taught me this, you taught me that. Oh man, I appreciate it. That's not the legacy. It's because it doesn't matter. It's unsaid. You helped this person. He became better. You touched somebody. Like for me, if I see somebody I get influenced by, that was a legacy from them that I got. You know, I learned something from him, right? That's a legacy. So that's 100% right. I agree. A great answer, Jason.
And the reason people are alone.
The richest people in the world, believe it or not, some of them are really alone.
Very lonely.
I believe
crazy
that.
Lonely.
Amazing how much money they got. And they're on superior drugs and they're hurting. They're doing it for a reason. Yeah. You know, they're not just doing it. There's a reason. There's so much suicide and death from all these famous people. And they go out in the worst ways. Like Bill Cosby. What the hell happened,
man? Oh, no, man. Mr. Huxtable, Dr. Huxtable. Are you kidding me?
Right, but that was a legacy. His legacy was almost there. Right? He was just, now look at the way he's going out.
Now there's look a taint. There's a huge taint on his legacy. But one thing that I would also say inside of that, because that's crazy that the public can look at it completely like that. What happened? We're all amazed by that. But there's people that even today have watched an episode, was positively influenced by seeing a family that way, that have made different choices because they watched an episode and saw that. So those deposits, those good seed deposits were put there. Not whether or not the media still praised him, because the media is loyal to nobody.
Nobody.
They're loyal to zero. Okay.
And so
understanding that and the reason why I'm asking this question about legacy is because I am a firm believer that it is key to us for us to have a heart that is okay at sowing a seed for a generation, for a tree we're never going to be able to enjoy the shade of. For a generation that's going to be able to enjoy the shade of the tree, enjoy the fruit of the tree that we were able to plant, and they get to enjoy that. When jumping into understanding legacy now, with what's happening, a lot of businesses, their legacy or what it is that they've worked for so much is hanging in the balance. Before coronavirus ever made its way around, people were still throwing themselves in front of trains and jumping off of buildings if they were going to lose all of the money that they had, because that's what they had themselves invested in, right? They so valued that they were ready to step in front of a train if the stock market dropped. If the stock market did what it did today, take it somewhere mid-80s, you would have heard some like, and it would have been crazy, right? But those are people that are investing their legacy in the wrong place. It's not necessarily the nest egg that you have and the inheritance that you leave for your kids. I know a lot of poor people that have passed away that have thousands of people show up to a room, to a place that cannot fit them, that say, oh man, whoever, Joe from down there, he was the realest man, and he showed me how to put my bicycle tube back on, and he showed me how to do this.
It's a legacy right there.
Right. Boom.
Have so many people at your funeral, when you have so many people talking about you in a way, he helped me do this, he helped me do that,
right?
He helped me do this. And I can tell you right now, I've got videos and videos and videos and videos and testimonials, testimonials, testimonials. books and books and books. And I showed him, I showed Fred the other day a story about of what I did for somebody else. But yeah, again, in a company that I started. And look how big they become. It doesn't matter. Look at, listen, that's exactly the point where you were saying. What you do for people without asking anything in return
100%
is going to be your legacy.
That's right. That is return. Yeah.
That is your legacy.
That's it. Man.
Don't ask. You are harvesting a big, something big. I don't know what it'll be, but it'll be great when your time's up. And can you make mistakes? Yes.
Yeah.
We all make mistakes? Yes. Are you kidding me? If I say that I'm perfect, no way. You kidding me? I got a bad temper. Piss me off once.
I'm a big fan. I mean, not just a fan, but I'm a believer in the Bible. The Bible is filled with a bunch of screw-ups, a bunch of people that completely messed the whole thing up. You know what I mean? Had the opportunity to do great and screwed it up. You know what I mean? Had the life right there in front of them and completely just let it go away and ran away from it. We learn so much from the mistakes of great people that still in the end find a way to leave a legacy. And that legacy can either be detrimental to the generations after them, or it could be what keeps an entire tiny land protected when every other nation wants to take them out, just like in Israel. And you, my friend, are protected because you had somebody that is not going to be famous. Nobody's going to know her. Nobody's going to lay for months next to her and give her praise. But you, sir, are depositing things into other people that allows the legacy of a woman that worked from ding to dong, from dark to dark, and came home to make sure that you had not just dinner and food, but every wish that you had when you wrote a letter to Santa Claus was there and waiting for you. Had what it was that you took to believe that you can make it, sow those seeds into you that now even today I can sit on a conversation with you about an application you have that will not just better me, but also better the life of the people that work for me and the children that are depending on them to be successful. That is a legacy that is far beyond what anybody could put a like to, put a share to, put a comment on. And that's what dealers are right now starting to find out. What is it that the community actually says about me? Is the community cool if I absolutely just disappear? You know what I mean? Or am I helping keep this legacy alive by still helping this community? Am I putting my hands to the plow and helping them? And what is it that they're actually saying about me? You know, when people think about, and that's why I honor and love our owner. He's a great man that people that know him will say, that's a great guy. And when I think of what it is that he's sown into us, I'm like, man, this legacy is going to continue to go on, whether or not the dealership succeeds 20, 30 years down the road, you know?
I'll tell you this. I'm going to give you a legacy right now. So I started Nextel 4 months later. A couple months into it, I hired my first lady in my company. And her name is Angelique Adderley, and she's the vice president of my company. When she started with me, she asked me very little money. She asked for me for very little. It took 100 people for her to get the job. We had 100 people come in, and we screened them and screened and screened and screened. And I wasn't hiring an assistant. I was hiring my next partner. And I purposely did that for a reason. When she started, she asked me for a very little bit of money. I gave her a job. Right? I doubled what she was asking for. I knew when she asked me for a certain amount, I said, you're not going to get that. I'm giving you almost double what you're asking. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's good. Then years went on. Okay. A couple years went on. Right. She lived in an apartment, right? Beautiful apartment that she lived in. I'm not going to say anything bad about it, whatever, but she was a single mom. Right. And, you know, again, she's got two kids, beautiful children that I consider family. Right. And she's such a beautiful person. Right. And now, just a couple months ago, right, she just moved into a $300,000 or $400,000 home, whatever she's living in now. Right. Listen to this. So she's living in a $300,000 or $400,000 home, living in a beautiful life. She's got, you know, she's got it going on. Right. And when she started 4 years ago, what she is now, how smart she, and all the stuff that we learned and been through together, all the work and hard work that she did, all the hours that she worked, from the hours that we had to work midnight to morning hours because apps, you know, in other countries to get made, and this country here, and then staying up and talking and work weekends and hours and hours and hours and this and that for days. And that's why she's my vice president. She become the vice president of my company, and she's got her own home now. She's living in her own home. That's my legacy.
That's what's up. That's what's up right there. That's
look at when I'm gone, she's gonna sit back, and I hope that someday she's sitting in her house, and she's looking out those beautiful windows. And do you remember how it all started? And everything starts somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it always starts, and if you do the great things, and people do appreciate it. I'm telling you this. When someone says that people don't appreciate stuff, there are some people that really do appreciate it. And I'm going to tell you, Lou and Brett, you guys are beautiful guys, right? You guys, excuse me. No, I don't mean beautiful.
I know what you mean.
He gets that all the time, though. He's so pretty. Look at how pretty he is.
You're actually pretty damn ugly. But no. Listen. You there?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay, so anyway, what I want to say is that you're actually pretty ugly. I'm only joking. But what I want to say to you, both of you, is that you guys are great people to me. And so if you don't think that I don't appreciate it, right, I do. I mean, I do. I mean, because when you're nice to me, what happens is that I go back to my staff and I say, hey, these guys are great guys. Right? So when you just be, you know, a nice conversation, a nice this, a nice that. Mm-hmm. So you can only do so much with self for anybody anyway. Remember, you can't save the world. You're not going to save the world. You're not going to be able to help everybody in the world. Mm-mm. But you're not going to be able to help everybody. But your knowledge, don't be afraid to give it away. It's all good.
So it's all good. Give seed to
people. Listen to me. I love it. Those people that they say they if they wrote a book or if they've done this, they had to have learned it from somewhere. Everybody learns something from somewhere. Those trainers that you see, that these guys that say, oh, I'm the best trainer in the world. No, you're not. The person that trains you is.
That's it. Yeah.
Who's your Ip Man?
Right. That's no doubt.
And you was. You know, that's how you got trained. So somebody started somewhere. Everybody started somewhere and had that. And nobody is a self-made millionaire. If I ever hear it again, which I can't stand it when somebody says, oh, I'm a self-made millionaire. I did it. I'm a self-made millionaire. No, you're not. You're what we call a we-made millionaire. In other words, is where your people, your connections, your group, we built it together.
That's right.
And that's how I treat my girls. That's how I treat them. We did it.
There you go.
I didn't do it.
Yep.
Yes, I created the mindset of it. I've created the apps. I did that. But it was we.
That's right.
Legacy. That's the legacy you'll leave. You'll leave when we do great things together. Later on in life, your legacy will be the last week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. That'll be the time when everybody says goodbye and supports you so you can leave and exit out of here. And knowing you did great. Some people don't even have that.
And have everything that so many people are chasing. You know what I mean? They have all the things that people are chasing monetarily and aesthetically or physically, but they don't have those people that are there to say, I have to be here with this person.
Everyone's going in a nursing home.
Right.
Everyone's going in a nursing home, bud. Listen, I'm sorry to tell you, bud. If you don't think you're not going into a nursing home, then I don't know what to tell you. In other words, you're either going to be taken care of by your family or you're going into a nursing home.
Please take care of me,
we're all getting older and we're all doing it. And you're going to find out your legacy real quick, man. You're going to find out who your friends are. You're going to find out the real truth about everything and whatever when those days come. When they told me I had cancer. Remember when they told me I had cancer, right? and I laid there, I laid there for 2 weeks, I remember, you know, and said, can I get the test results? And, you know, and the doctor told me I had cancer in my lungs, and I sat there for 2 weeks, and right? And I remember I was like, and my lungs were killing me, right? And I was going around the house, and, you know, I was saying goodbye to everybody, and, you know, it was like a bad thing. And all of a sudden I get a phone call 2 weeks later, and he said, they read the wrong x-ray. I'm like, what the what? You read the what?
Holy
you read the wrong x-ray. We read the wrong x-ray. Well, we apologize. Real quick phone call. Listen, this is how quick it was. Ready? We just want to say we're sorry. We read the wrong x-ray. You're all set, sir, okay? Thank you so much. Have a good day. Okay.
That must have been in New York.
I went from this. Look, I had these pains, right? Because I was like, it was all in my head.
Oh, yeah.
It becomes all in your head, right? Just like everyone, the coronavirus, somebody sneezes, everyone runs out of the room. Right?
Yeah.
So again, it's going to be the people. It's going to be your end. In your end, that's your legacy. And your legacy will be who is surrounded by you in the end. Who's going to comfort you in the end? So you see, the more you treat people good, the more comfortable you're going to die. You're going to die knowing two things. One, you did the best you could in life.
Yep.
See, you'll die this. Remember this. Your legacy is this. You'll die knowing that you've done everything you can. You've done the best you can. And you've done everything that you wanted to do. See, so a lot of people, they die and they haven't done anything that they wanted to do because they felt that they couldn't do it. But they could have the whole time.
Yep.
It could have the whole time.
Yes.
It's just they made the choice. And so you let's get that choice fixed and treat people great and do great things. And that's why I'm able to grow dealerships all over the world. That's why I'm able to grow businesses, because guess what? As soon as I teach them how to love, the businesses start going in. That's it. You teach people how to love? Teach people how to love.
Yep.
Teach my love. I promise you. Love them. Right? Don't get me wrong. I got enemies. Kid, listen to me. Don't get me wrong. I got haters. I got a lot of haters. Mm-hmm. And just like I said, you can't ask the questions because I'm going on for 3 hours with one question.
We talked about the we, and we definitely are brothers that are brewing the same type of good, solid, a good cup of Joe. A good cup of coffee. You got your own brand of coffee, which we'll hit on that here in a minute. But we are probably going to go ahead and have to take ourselves a little bit of a break and go ahead and get on to the next thing. So, folks, we're leaving you with this last question. What kind of legacy is it that you are going to leave?
That's right.
You have heard Jason himself explain to you what it is that how it is that he sees legacy. We got a long way to go. We got a lot of life in front of us. Jason is barely at the halfway point, so I don't want to hear none of this older stuff. You're a young man that has a whole promising life in front of you with the energy and attitude that you have, and you're a friendly person.
Bam.
And you honor your parents. That is the – guys, and again, I'm going to drop a little more Bible on it. The one thing that is attached to what the word says is if you honor your mother and your father, you honor those parents, your days will be many. So you do those things. You're going to have a great many days. And he's honored his mother. He stood right there by her where people could usually just let them just fade away into the dark. He stayed right there and he took care of the person that made sure that he had a legacy to even fight for. And many people have helped him along the way.
Yes.
You got Fred over here that is so blessed and so encouraged. Every time Fred is even talking about you, Jason, he's lit up and he's excited. Just like I am. Just like anybody that actually knows you and talks about you. They light right up. They have nothing but great things to say that we talk to. And we don't really talk to the haters much. That's just not who we have time
for. Ignore the haters.
So,
no negativity in my life.
To all you car guys and car gals, we are going to be back. Make sure that you enjoy this brew. You got Jason and you got Lou, the car guy. And,
of course, you got Fred Lenars, the subprime hero.
And we will be right back.